Blog Talk Radio.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. We are back. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High that we are back again. Back again for another episode. Another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, very, very thankful to the Most High. The opportunity to be back with you here again. I welcome you to the show, and I thank the Most High for every ear, yes, for every ear that he brings near. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I have for his cause and his purpose some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends, as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed at most thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could, yes, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. But we who are wise know that the word of Yah, yes, indeed, his righteousness endures forever. And if a whole world falls short of the knowledge of what is divine righteousness, the Most High himself, I promise you, will yet be true. All that is his word. And blessed are the souls that will discern this. My brothers and sisters, I call this show, I've named this show here on Blog Talk Radio, Hidden Gospel Revealed. I said Hidden Gospel Revealed for a very, very good reason. In the authority of the Most High, direct call from him, I dare declare to you that on this show are discussed exceeding scriptural truths. Even now are exceeding scriptural truths being revealed and have been revealed for some time. Have been continually revealed as are not being addressed at this highly implicative level, I dare say anywhere else in the entire world, even the entire worldwide web. Strong statements that I dare to say to you. Try me at my word. Listen to the things that are being said on this show. Examine them. Your Bibles open. Examine them. The prayer. Examine them, my brothers and sisters, with your knees bent, prayerful to the Most High. I'm talking about Bended Knee University, my brothers and sisters, and ask the Most High about the veracity of these things and ask them why. Ask your leaders why. I said ask your leaders why they have not taught these things that Scripture relates as true and have related as true. As what should even be the expectation of our people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, at the mouth of all the prophets since the world began. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, unto the might and sovereign praise, the most one Most High always. Let it be understood, my brothers and sisters. It's time to allow to be cast out. It's time for us to let be cast out the obstacles of every manner of confusion. Every lie a man believes has been an obstacle against men discerning the greater truths. And trust me, brothers and sisters, there's no contradiction. Nor is there any contradiction in him who is Rishon Acharon. He is the beginning and the end. From the beginning, the Most High is indeed the eternal. He is the first and the last. He is the constant one. And I thank the Most High again for every ear that he brings near, to draw near to his eternality. And I welcome you to the show. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, to transcend what has been a massive illusion. I said, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to discern beyond the obstacle of what has been a massive illusion in the earth. My brothers and sisters, as I said to you before, the Most High does not change. His word endures forever. His Messiah is called, his anointed one is called a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He is the word from the beginning. And it means, my brothers and sisters, since that word is eternal, there's no contradiction, no opposition in Yah. He does not compromise his word after the misconceits of any man. Blessed then are they who discern what it means when the scriptures call the Most High, in fact, the Blessed One. He is one. Again, no opposition, no contradiction in him. But there are those who have not understood the truth, the meaning, so much scripture. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. 45,000 denominations in the world finding some way in which they contradict one another in doctrine. In terms of how they contradict one another, in terms of their variant allegiances, in terms of how men have caused men to trust in the various factions of this earth. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, already extant factions, divisions, variant allegiances and misopinions that were extant long before the dispensation of the gospel unto all the nations, who still remain, who because they still remain divided to this very day, are evidence of the resistance on the part of man against what indeed is true conversion. Science that go forth and teach all nations, convert, make disciples of all nations, even unto himself who has authority from on high above all. That indeed had been accomplished, my brothers and sisters. That magnificence had indeed been accomplished. My brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider that all nations reconciled unto the will of one, the multitude of these diverse nations, that if man had only held true to that which the Most High declared, Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, realize that if the healing had occurred, then all the multitude of nations, allegiances, divisive authority of men that has divided mankind, led mankind, my brothers and sisters, even be at warfare one against another. None of these, my brothers and sisters, would never have existed. And today, my brothers and sisters, if man had been true to all the Most High declared according to the fullness of the gospel, right now as we stand today, all peoples would be true the will of one Most High. 45,000 denominations as we see among us, if all had been true to the fullness of the gospel, would not exist. 280 nations that we see, whereby everybody feels that they have a right to divide this earth, everyone according to his own agenda. Frankly, my brothers and sisters, if men knew and revered the fact that the earth belongs to Yah, fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, if all understood, my brothers and sisters, nobody has a right to enslave a mind, If everyone understood the fact, my brothers and sisters, that no one actually has ever had a right to rule. Did you hear me? No one has ever had a right to rule, but that they be true unto the will of the One Most High. But since the fall, mankind, humanity has been in turmoil, awaiting the day, my brothers and sisters, of him whom the scriptures call Shiloh. Awaiting the day, my brothers and sisters, of what would actually be, we're going to talk about some of those things that are hidden gospel. Awaiting the third, what at least must be the third appearance of him who is called Shiloh. Him unto whom, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has given authority. Genesis 49:10 talks about one called Shiloh. According to the prophecy, my brothers and sisters, he is the one, the lawgiver, the Most High's promise out of the tribe of Judah. Unto him shall all the nations be gathered. Unto him shall all the nations seek. And according to the prophecy, my brothers and sisters, he is the one by very name, Shiloh, who shall be the peace of mankind, who shall declare, in fact, indeed, what is the fullness of the gospel, that pure and perfect word from above that is not divided, nor is it tainted, adulterated, or partialized after any of the misconceits of man. That truth, my brothers and sisters, that blessed truth is a wisdom, my brothers and sisters, that ultimately in all its implications, truth of its height, depth, and breadth, the wisdom contained in it. It's a wisdom, my brothers and sisters, very precious word, but it is only for the most humble soul. For many are they, my brothers and sisters, who have not discerned the truth of the matter, that if Messiah comes, and he does, as a prophet, to speak what others would not, then we have to ask ourselves the question, my brothers and sisters, since the Holy Spirit, the spirit of the prophets, comes to speak and teach all things. Yes, my brothers and sisters, speak truths that others would not. To bring to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, even all the wisdom that a worldly status quo has dared not, that men might transcend an entire global world conscience. My brothers and sisters, that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that if in sense the Holy Spirit is sent to teach all things, to rebuke all sin, all error, that people no longer be exploited amidst the darkness, and that they see beyond the illusion after greater light. Let it be understood, my brothers and sisters, that a true prophet then, who speaks what others would not, exposes every false prophet. Let it be understood, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture means when it says, watch out for false prophets. For they cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to do, not to perform, not to teach the fullness of what is the will of the Father. What does the prophet do? By what spirit does he speak? A true prophet speaks by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He teaches all things, no lie in it, approves all sin. What is it meant then by the scripture where it speaks of Messiah at Isaiah 42, where it says, if you read 41:20-42:4, it speaks about how the Most High has looked and he saw none preaching the fullness of the word, none preaching the fullness of the glad tidings, the whole gospel, the whole word, and all its implications. Most High calls those who will not hearken or seek the fullness of that word, he actually calls them abominable, because they refuse Rishon Acharon, they refuse the constancy of the word, they refuse the foundation. Upon every faulty foundation, my brothers and sisters, only an unstable thing. He said those will not discern the foundation will not discern the eventuality the Most High has declared, how can they be the work of His Spirit? How can they be disciples unto Him? So the scripture says, behold my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit, yes, even the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice, righteousness, even unto all nations. One absolute sense of what is to be the common expectation, common faith of all those, my brothers and sisters, who will call upon the holy name, that none who believes should call upon his name after the vanity of a presumptuous, misguided heart. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. He said, behold, my servant. The one who serves according to his cause, who perform all that is his pleasure. He said, he bring forth justice to the nations. He shall not fail. His word shall not be that which falls short. He shall not fail. In fact, he shall overcome every obstacle. He shall not fail, nor shall he be discouraged, till he set justice in the earth, and the isles, the scripture says, all the nations shall wait for, seek after him, no longer being presumptuous for his law. Blessed then are the souls that would understand then, my brothers and sisters, that the grace, the gift, the favor of the Most High, since he will perform all that he has spoken, and that his promise is irrevocable. That he perform all that he has spoken, all that he has declared, regardless of how much men have become weak in their spirit, regardless of how men have fallen, forgetful, and unstable. All my brothers and sisters, it is him that gives strength to the weary. It is he, my brothers and sisters, that restores to remembrance those things which the whole world has forgotten. It is Yah, my brothers and sisters, that is the constant. And for this reason, the scriptures speak, the Messiah will come one day saying, keep silence before me, all you isles, all you nations. Let my people renew their strength. And at his exceeding word, I'm talking about Isaiah 40:27-41:4, he will expose the unrighteousness of all the rulers. Scripture says, it is the Most High who will subdue the kings, that they be made like dust before the sword. The pure, complete word of Messiah. That word, which is like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. That pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters, that will discern who it is that loves righteousness, who it is that loves the truth, and who does not. He said the king shall be as dust before his sword, and driven stubble to his bow, the accuracy of his word by which he shall surely, my brothers and sisters, slay that dragon. That has been the deceiver, one who has set veils to blind all the nations. It is time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that just as Eliyahu, one called Elijah, came to declare, if Yah be Baal, serve Baal, serve him. But if Yah be Yah, serve him. And because of what that Eliyahu brought to bear, the people of Israel were brought back that they might know that Yah is the only eternal one. But so is the purpose of the coming of the Mashiach, one that anciently would have been called the Kurdi, the one that is like the rising sun that comes suddenly to expose all the darkness and all the minions of those who would hide the truth. Reveal the light that the whole world would obscure. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, The scriptures say, because he comes suddenly, even unexpectedly. Is this not evidence? Is this not evidence? Yes, it is. That my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, this world trusting and seeking to compromise after the diverse standards of men. Men seeking to compromise after their rulers, who themselves have been hypocritical and not in all things true unto Yah. My brothers and sisters, because men have sought to exalt their rulers, the diversitude of their rulers, shall this debate and doubt, my brothers and sisters, be called true to the faith? Shall it be called faithfulness, or shall it be called instability? Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, in that men have sought to trust in what has been the compromise of this of a world of status quo and all its diversitudes, that men in so many ways have fallen away from faith in Yah. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters have misconceits, intruded in unawares. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, of men not exercising and reiterating the word of truth have forgotten so much, my brothers and sisters, that should never have been forgotten. Blessed are they who will understand these things, for these indeed are words, my brothers and sisters, that are only for the most humble soul. We've been talking on recent shows about what is in fact the refining grace. I said the refining grace of the One Most High. I want you to understand that the scriptures in Isaiah 48 speaks again and again that because his people have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, hear me, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High must refine his people. They must be purged of all the pollutions, all the intrusions, the curses as a result of being scattered off their own land, subject under the misrule of others, scattered among other nations. Whereby, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, I said in so many ways, the rulers of the nations have sought to deny men the pursuit unto fruition of the very purpose for which man was made. And yet, seeking that men compromise after all the variant ungodliness that men have licensed among the nations, men have said that what men have had has been religious freedom. My brothers and sisters, there's so much truth that is necessary to be discerned to set men free from every obstacle. There's so much truth, my brothers and sisters, that needs to be discerned that men are set free to know Yah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, to know Yah indeed as all that he is, all that he requires of his people. Blessed are they who will discern this, and that discerning this truth, my brothers and sisters, will not turn back. It's time we discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, that without the truth, the fullness of the truth, the Most High require, no man is made whole. To deliver his people, everyone who will not uphold the whole testimony should be exposed as the unrighteous. How shall this be? It is at the testimony of one prophesied to come, who must reveal what the rulers would not. For this is the duty of a prophet inspired of the Most High. This is the duty and the office of Messiah, to speak what others would not. Think about it, in that he sent forth the word to convert the nations, was he not exposing the unrighteousness of them all? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we discern what indeed is the reality. All prophecies relate again and again that Messiah comes for the express purpose that because the whole world has fallen short of the righteousness of Yah, he comes again to reveal it, that men might again discern what it is to overcome the illusions, the false righteousness of what has long time been a wayward world. My brothers and sisters, partiality has been the confusion of contentious factionalization. Partiality is the confusions of man unto many contentious factionalizations or factions that divide the people of the Most High after less than the fullness of the covenant. And it is not a covenant, my brothers and sisters. Or dare men say that they have a covenant in breaking the law of the Most High? My brothers and sisters, as it is written, 1 John 3, sin is the transgression, the breaking of the law. The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is one. It is an inseparable thing from He Himself. We must understand then that since the grace of Yah refines His people, He said He will, because His people are sworn by His name, not in truth nor in righteousness, it means that there's a lot of pollutions in the midst. It means there's a lot of truth that has been disregarded. He said He must refine His people. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says in Isaiah 48:49 that He must reveal one who will reveal indeed what is His glory, what is truly in all things honorable unto Him. Show man the way that he should go. The one that can discern these things, the Scripture says He has called to overthrow this Babylon, to overthrow this confusion. This is the one of whom the Scriptures speak and say, will say, there's no peace after lawlessness, wickedness, says the Most High Yah. The one who would come forth, according to Isaiah 49, saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High is calling from the womb, from the body of my mother, as they made mention of my name. Yes, my brothers and sisters, He said to reveal His glory. He's made His mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to reveal what indeed is the righteousness of the One Most High. He comes to reveal the righteousness beyond all others, because the Most High has Himself become His stream, that He might redeem Israel and bring Israel back to that for which Israel was always intended, as a people of the One Most High, as a people formed, created, founded, the purpose of the glory of the holy name. Not only to redeem and restore Israel, my brothers and sisters, but even to redeem all nations, to be the salvation of a whole world. Not according to the unrighteousness of any man, not according to the partialities of any system of this world, but according to the righteousness of Yah. By no means, then, my brothers and sisters, is this a putting aside of divine law. This, my brothers and sisters, is the restoration. The grace of Yah refines the people of the Most High in that He is forsworn. Psalm 95. Hebrews 3, going into the 4th chapter. Most High is sworn by His very name that a people who do not know His ways shall not enter into His rest. He who dies without the law, according to Romans 2, he who dies without the knowledge of the law of the Most High perishes without His law. My brothers and sisters, every soul must be proven that it may be confirmed. Every soul must be proven that he will uphold and rationalize wisely to uphold every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Or dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that there shall be men in the kingdom who disagree on various points to retain the contentions, result of the carnalities of man. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, says there be strife and divisions, contentions, or contradictions of any kind among us. It's because we're still functioning as carnal men. Scripture says if we walk according to the flesh, we will die, but if we subdue the flesh, the knowledge and the wisdom, conversion of the heart that comes by the Spirit, then shall we live. He says there's a law of spirit and death and a law of sin and death. And there's also, my brothers and sisters, the spirit of Yah unto life. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the time has come to discern the truth of these things. For the heathen, the pagans, functioning in their carnality, who could not discern fully the law of the One Most High. Hear, my brothers and sisters, they could hardly discern a law greater than what seemed wise unto the flesh. Did they know anything about the law of the Most High when they conceived their word for law, counting their rulers, gods? Did they really know, my brothers and sisters, the difference between divine rule and man's rule, and that they exalt their rulers as power brokers after all the diversitudes of false gods that were the worship and the praise of the heathen? Here, my brothers and sisters, whoever can believe that a multitude of such contradictions, after a multitude of false deities which constant contentions says and war against one another, shall such as this, my brothers and sisters, discern the word of a Savior? Such as this, my brothers and sisters, discern the word of one who is Prince of Peace after the righteousness of one? Most I said, he is the great I am that I am, not as he is not. There's no contradiction in him. How is it then that men have said that the law of the Most High and the refining grace of the Most High are in opposition? There is no opposition in the one Most High. My brothers and sisters, we are to examine the scriptures closely in the context, for instance, at Isaiah 25, 1 through 3. It talks about a city of confusion, a city after all the diversitudes of the nations. Most High has promised that an awakening in the world beyond all the unrighteousness of his rulers, that he himself, hear me, my brothers and sisters, that he himself will see that there shall surely be a destruction of that city, to show the world that all this diversitudes of unrighteousness in a city that has in it examples of everyone's misconceits. And that city is destroyed, my brothers and sisters. Scripture said the cities of the ruthless nations, the lawless nations, the unruly, undisciplined nations, then shall they come to serve and to praise Yah. Discern, my brothers and sisters, that every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. And whenever the rulers have disguised themselves as just while they defy the command of the one Most High, wherever the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have disguised themselves as if they were just while they preach injustice, while they teach neglect, while they remain in dereliction of duty, whenever the rulers, my brothers and sisters, I say whenever the rulers have misrepresented the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, many have been deceived. And every lie, I repeat, every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. So what must the Most High do then that men be restored unto him? He must remove the obstacle. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? He must remove the obstacle. Then shall men see clearly enough. I said, then shall men see clearly enough how to praise, uphold, honor the one Most High, Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures tell us, as I said to you in Isaiah 48, Isaiah 48 has a corollary of scripture, a similitude. In Malachi 3, and it says, he will refine his people even of all the misconceits of their priests, and then shall they offer an offering to the Most High in righteousness. Zechariah 13th chapter says, awake, O sword, O him who declares that pure and perfect word. Read also Revelation 2:26-3 and 6. And understand that he said he will come against those who will not seek his perfect word with the sword of his mouth, meaning that his pure and perfect word shall decide who is righteous. I said his pure and perfect word, according to Revelation 2:26-3 and 6, shall decide who is righteous. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, hear me. The gift of the Holy Spirit is not that the law of the Most High is in any wise compromised. The gift of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things is the grace, is the gift of the Most High. It is certain then, my brothers and sisters, that the gift, the grace, the Most High, that is the Holy Spirit, that would comfort the people that they all be one after a pure and perfect word that offers one choice. It is certain then, my brothers and sisters, that the gift, the grace, the Most High, is indeed a refiner. It is indeed the light and the enlightenment of the Most High. It indeed, my brothers and sisters, that it teaches one word, one righteousness unto all who will seek the Most High with a whole heart. It is certain, dear my brothers and sisters, that the grace of the Most High, without question, and that if there's one word of agreement, one word of salvation, one word that makes man whole, one word that heals man unto his purpose, it is certain, dear my brothers and sisters, that the grace, the gift of a teacher, one teacher, unto all, is a law. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that may have been deceived, greatly deceived? I want you to understand something. Throughout the entirety of the East, and that's definitely another thing to be considered, it was in the East, my brothers and sisters, that was, we find the primary territory that was the early church. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Let me repeat that. It was primarily in the East that we find the early church. It was in the East that there was the expectation of the return of the one called the Kurdi. And I'm talking about hundreds of years before the birth of Yeshua 2,000 years ago. I would even go back to the times of Isaiah. I would go back to the times even of Noah, for those of you who have been listening to this show for a long time. In the East, there was always the expectation of the return of one, the coming of one, who will teach the whole world the way of reconciliation, beyond all the kings and beyond all the rulers, unto the wisdom of the One Most High. That was the expectation, the one called Shiloh, my brothers and sisters. And I can only tell you that the ancient texts, and even Isaiah, speaks of his coming at least three times. One time, according to Isaiah, to deliver the people out of a Babylon east, and in the latter days, to deliver his people out of a Babylon west, even out from all the confusions of that corruption world over. Daniel 8:25, speaks of that system out of the west that will corrupt the whole world. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Scripture speaks about that, and it speaks about in between, a time when Messiah would come, who at the behest of a priesthood corrupted after the ways of the nations. Hear me. I said corrupted after the ways of the nations. Would crucify, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, a righteous one. Isaiah 53 speaks of such. That early Babylon and that latter Babylon, hey, you need to read what is prophesied in Isaiah 45:6. Hey, read in the NESB or NIV, or one of the texts from the Dead Sea Scrolls, Isaiah 24:10-16. Read also, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59:19-21, when it says, from the west to the rising of the sun shall come peace. But my brothers and sisters, that means that the west shall finally have the same expectation that was in the east, of the arising of one who reconciles all nations to the will of one beyond all the confusion of all the rulers. Why did your leaders not tell you this? It is because in the discerning of these things, you would recognize, my brothers and sisters, the let's just say, the lack of validation, the lack of validity, the vanity of the rule of them all, because when Messiah comes, he will indeed reprove them all for their dereliction of duty and neglect. That's why you see in Revelation 6:12, that earthquake at a great city. And the scripture speaks about the rulers running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb, and he will sit upon the throne. Why it talks about one called the angel from the rising sun, or the king of the east, who has the seal, the confirmation of the Most High, to teach, my brothers and sisters, the word of the Most High, the righteous of the Most High, that those who trust in him shall be called vouchsafed in the name of the Most High, true Israel. My brothers and sisters, why did they not teach this to you in this manner? It's all written down. It can be read in the book. Can this be the reason most have been dread to look? Rulers oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, willing to make a profession of giving the people what they want to hear rather than what they need to, has been the treacherous deceit of all nations. I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. I've said to you before, the early church was in primarily the East. When the Westerners came in and called themselves believers, the first thing those of the East called them were idolaters. My brothers and sisters, we were warned against the intrusion of the principalities and powers. And who were the principalities and powers at that time? It was Rome. Roman occupation had corrupted doctrines and ideas throughout the entirety of the East. Men compromising the word of the Most High to cater to the oppressor. This is what occurred when Rome came in and killed off the priests a few decades before the birth of the Messiah, set up their own priesthood. The priests said they had no king but Caesar. I want you to understand what this means. That since throughout both the East and the West, men had been corrupted after the ideals of Rome, the ideals of the heathen. And there was surely a need, my brothers and sisters, for what you would call the dispensation of the gospel. How about a redispensation of a word to reconcile all nations to the initial will of one? That dispensation was not a matter of time period, my brothers and sisters. That redispensation was necessitated because all had sinned and fallen short of the conscience that honors the one Most High. Or dare men say that there was never a need after the corruptions of the heathen? There was never a need that men ever be converted back to the will of the one? Most High had already said over and over again that he would surely, as a promise to his people Israel, that he would surely, surely restore his people unto the remembrance of that ancient conscience that should never have been forgotten. That is the promise of the Most High. It is the promise, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has given his people, that he will restore this world to the hand of a righteous one. Blessed they will understand these things. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Without the truth, none is made whole. Without the truth, all are left unstable. To live as people, everyone who will not uphold the whole testimony of the Most High shall be exposed, therefore, as a false prophet. Most High will remove every obstacle. Like I said, how should this be? It is by the word of one the Most High has already declared to reveal what the rulers would not. For this is the duty of a prophet, inspired of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, speak all the truth. Such was the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. It was the promise of the Most High that was placed upon his apostles. That they go forth and teach nations all things, to the rectification of all error. That men prepare for the King. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that the nation prepare for the great King of Kings. The Shashan Shah, the King, great King, King. Or dare men believe that the gospel was to leave the nations after their unsurety, debates, and doubts. That men zealous in their unrighteousness might stand against the one who would restore all things, him unto whom the Most High says that the dominion belongs. Think about it. Dare men really believe the gospel is that the word of Yah is compromised so that when one comes to teach all things, men would reject it? Or is it that the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things so that when him who teaches all things comes, men might agree? Which one do you think? The refining grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, I say it again, is not that men are left lawless, but that men are granted the knowledge of divine law, exceeding all the fallen, brutish, unrighteous, ruthlessness that only seems wise after the misconceits of the nations. Psalms 14:12, 16:25. Many, in fact, my brothers and sisters, the way that seem righteous unto men, the end thereof is death. Scripture talks about how in the last days, men will find out the way of peace they have not known. And for this reason, contentions continue. My brothers and sisters, the Most High does not deny his word, neither does his spirit. And in the spirit and the testimony that has in it no contradiction, my brothers and sisters, how should contentions remain? if men were true to that word, led by that spirit, true to all of that, that testimony. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, that many have not understood what the scripture means. It says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. It does not mean men are delivered as such. If all are partial in their teaching, who is worthy to be beheld as a true and diligent servant of the Most High? Truly led in all things by the power of the Holy Spirit that will make men whole. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that the world is surely in need for Messiah to come again. Now, beyond all the marks of the beast, the standards of the nation, look up the word Gentile, Goyim, and understand it's a troop of unreasoning animals that will not reason as one with Yah. My brothers and sisters, the prophet, pastor, true pastor called by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Comforter, the men to see beyond all the warfare in this world, should be sensitive, constantly aware of what is covenant righteousness, covenant purpose. All are taught what they need be taught, and none is left lacking. But I can only ask concerning so many. If you don't know what to preach, what will you preach? Most High once told me that all that is necessary, if there were no devil, is for man to be left without the discipline of the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, how shall man without the discipline of the Most High be found true to him? Without the whole truth, many are left provocative, even in their pride, contentious adversaries, contending, my brothers and sisters, adversary, oppressive one against another, for seeking to call themselves wise wherein there is no knowledge of the righteousness of Yah. But without the absolution of a covenant, my brothers and sisters, what should men say is an agreement? Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time that we awaken the truths that must be understood. As I said to you before, there is no contention. There is no argument. There is no lack of agreement in the wisdom of him who does not lie. Half-truths, my brothers and sisters, are a lie, causing many to draw hasty conclusions whereby considering themselves as having already attained. So many are they. I said, so many are they. Self-satisfied. Would not deny the greater truth. And would deny anyone who would seek to bring it. Is that a work of the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister? Or is it the work resulting after the spirit of another? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, hear me. We must discern what indeed is the reality. We must learn how not to lie. That we praise him who is the truth. Most High has forewarned, admonished his people. If we get the deceit out of our midst, then shall the light go forth speedily. He said to his people, if you love him, you will keep his commandments. The true conversion of the heart is that there is an open love for all that is the word of the Most High. And as such, then, my brothers and sisters, men converted, be found worthy of the holy name. Or dare men say that in their resistance, in men's unbelief, that they have the components and the attributes necessary in which to grow? But brothers and sisters, scripture said if we are double-minded, in other words, if we come with a half heart, half willing, resistant against submitting ourselves completely unto the holy name, how shall we attain to the holy name? Holiness relates oneness, no contradiction in it. Pure after the will of the Most High. Scripture said if we be double-minded, how do we think we'll receive anything from the Most High? Messiah said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Seek to preserve, maintain, and defend his word. And I don't mean seek to in any way compromise it, even after your own will. He said, such a soul as this shall he reveal himself to. Such a soul as this, my brothers and sisters, shall he count steadfast and faithful. Blessed are they and obey, my brothers and sisters, who will seek all that is his will. That they gain the wisdom and the opportunity even continue to be taught, they may remain steadfast upon the path. As said, my brothers and sisters, the truth prophet speaks what others would not. I would admonish you to look closely at the type of truths you find being taught on this show. The type of truths you will find on my website that are scripturally based, that I can ratify not only with one scripture, but many, many scriptures throughout the Bible, from Revelation to Genesis and the Genesis to Revelation. The end, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has declared is the eventuality, declared the path upon which we should walk. And my brothers and sisters, only those who discern the purpose for which the Most High has declared these things that can discern the eventuality and all things remain true to the path. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, whom the Most High establishes on such firm foundation. Because I dare to tell you that every institution of man that is not established upon that foundation, well, to make a long story short, the Most High will destroy them, and the fall of this such institutionality shall be great, that at last his people be free. You talk about this Roman occupation, my brothers and sisters. How Rome controlled territories of both the East and the West. Men should ask the question, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that what was the home, the territory, the ancient expectation for the coming of Messiah? Remember those wise men that came from the East? Yes, my brothers and sisters, those wise men in the East that anticipated the coming of the king out of the tribe of Judah. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men now have believed that the so-called Christian faith that they say is the faith of Messiah is predominantly in the West, while in the East, which was the backyard, if you will, of the faith that was called then Kurdishanya, the faith in the one who called the king of the East, Kur's son, Tishrais, Shah King. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that territory now is considered against the faith of Messiah, while the West, still preserving all the corruptions of so much paganism, is now called those faithful, and one who by no means is true to the ancient description of one called Shiloh. Think about it. Scriptures say the one called Shiloh will reprove all the kings to establish one righteousness above all. Has that been the design and desire, the expectation, according to what has been taught concerning one called the Christ, a Greco-Roman term, rather than the Eastern term called Kurdi? Think about it, my brothers and sisters, think about it. How have the rulers sought to maintain their authority, but they have taught that the Messiah himself will sanction all their multitude of differences? Is that a law that is of this world? Or is that, my brothers and sisters, a law from on high? Is a law from on high, or is all this contradiction of law, even a flaw, a false law, the word that is of this world that has deceived even all nations? This is what the rulers have done, who were never intended to be true to the one Most High. They have compelled many to believe that the law of the Most High and the gift of the Most High are in opposition. The Most High told me directly that the greatest gift he can give is a law by which men might learn again how to love, trust, and cooperate. I repeat, Most High told me directly, the greatest gift he can give is a law by which men might love, trust, and cooperate. He said he's going to bring peace to this world. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Oh, what does he do? He said, the owl shall wait for his law. He said, by his spirit he teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, that men no longer be lawless, rebukes all sin. How about every fallen, divisive standard? Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. The brother says that everlasting life and peace can only come to the world when there is the total conversion, the casting aside of every misconceit that men have trusted. But again, Rome, Western polytheism, present in the earth even till this day, is evidence that what men have trusted has not been the faith of one Most High, has not been the ancient expectation. We spoke last night about how in the book of Colossians we were warned, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of this world, the intrusions of the principalities and powers that are not after the Messiah. But how many have understood the scriptures to acknowledge it fully as to what it means when he said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for those who teach partial and corrupt testimony. Messiah will say to them, keep away from me, you who work iniquity, injustice, uncleanness. Didn't learn that from me. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, after so much international intrusion today, against the sanctity of that pure, perfect word that's from above, that's called the gospel. Dare men say there was no need for a dispensational restoration of the long-forgotten truth. Revelation, in the 14th chapter, says, ultimately the Messiah comes again, just like you find in Isaiah 61. See, I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven, preaching the everlasting gospel. The word everlasting means from the beginning, eternal. That means that word, my brothers and sisters, that is pure and perfect unto divine purpose, is true to all the Most High gave as a promise to the patriarchs of old, that those who believe today might be inheritors. It is constant, my brothers and sisters. It is a consistency. It does not change. Dare men say, after so much international intrusion against the sanctity of the gospel, there is now no need for a dispensational restoration of the long-forgotten truth. Read Amos 3rd chapter, my brethren and sisters. Messiah comes for the restoration, restitution, times of refreshing, concerning all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Dare men say that there's no need to prepare for this? As the scriptures say, those who are indiligent will not discern. And upon them he comes a thief in the night. Unexpectedly, he said, be watchful, my brothers and sisters, and may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Blessed are they who will understand. Again, conversion has to do with a complete open heart under the full righteousness of Yah. In fact, if you read Romans 8 and 9, it talks about how neither armies nor empires nor anything created shall separate me from the love of Yah. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, the variant standards of the nation should not be obstacles to turn men aside. In fact, my brothers and sisters, men should be converted by the greater wisdom of Yah beyond them all. If you walk according to the flesh, misconceits of man, the briberies of man, the rulers who take control of the resources and tell you you can't have them unless you conform yourself to the hypocrisies. So if you walk according to the flesh, you will die. But if you submit and subdue yourself to Yah by His Spirit, it said you will live. Here, my brothers and sisters, dare men believe that through compromise and double-mindedness, they should be one with Yah unto the truth of His name. Every heart will be tested, my brothers and sisters. Every heart will try to see whether or not men are true unto Him who does not change. Because the rulers have compromised the law of the Most High, brothers and sisters, disguise themselves as just against justice. Like I said, the rulers have denied men the pursuit of the very purpose for which men were created, feeling that they have a right to rule over you. They call it your country, but my brothers and sisters, really what they've told you is that they have a right to rule over you. And they've called it religious freedom because they've offered you and told you this was your country, what it really meant, and that you are their slave. Whose righteousness do you call, my brothers and sisters, worthy unto the eternal kingdom? I tell you now, It is only that kingdom which the Most High has called eternal that offers the gift of life. Everything else is vanity. To trust in contradictions, my brothers and sisters, as if it were godly, is the worship of the devil. The scripture talks about one having horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon. Do you see, do you really believe that all the contradictions that exist among 45,000 denominations is the word of Yah? Think again. Like I said, to trust that there is contradiction, the one who is called blessed. The very word being blessed means one. It means without contradiction. It means one who is peace. Really, there's contradiction in peace. Contradiction in oneness. Contradiction in righteousness. Contradiction in agreement. My brothers and sisters, such belief is a blasphemy that insults the Most High and invalidates one that he cannot be counted a true disciple of the Yah. It's time we remove these deceits. The grace, the gift of the Most High who is holy, can only be an invariant word, a common sense of realization that all must attain, meaning that that gift from the Most High that all must be reverent of is a law. The refining grace of Yah and the law of Yah are one. The scriptures again concerning the city of destruction, the secret city prophecies, make it evident, as I said before, make it evident that it is not the law of the Most High, but the law of man that must be cast aside, that man be converted. How is it, brothers and sisters, that men for so long have not discerned that the heathen, not having a word that relates a law greater than their own authority, have in fact, my brothers and sisters, blasphemed, demigrated, dishonored the word of the Most High to comply, that men comply with a multitude of contentious partialities, which can never bring the only offering the Most High will really accept of this earth, which is peace. Read Isaiah 24. Talk about man having broken the everlasting covenant. How about they broken the rule of everlasting peace? It said, be as with the people, also with the priests. The ruler also with the people. All who follow after those who compromise, brothers and sisters, fall short of the glory. Blessed are they who understand the Messiah then comes as the righteous one, to reveal again righteousness that men might be raised in conscience unto what is appeasing the one Most High. You must transcend all the doubtful disputations of man. What does the scripture say in Romans 14? Bear the burden of the weak, but not under doubtful disputations. Let a man be fully persuaded. I didn't say partially persuaded. Let a man be fully persuaded after what is considerate of his master. Well, the scripture says, Messiah is the one who gave his life to be Lord. He said, if I do not go, the Comforter will, the Holy Spirit will not come. If I do not go, he said, you will not have that teacher that will teach you all things, that all agree perfectly as one will be one. Pure and completion, offering one choice. He said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. He said, he gave his life to be Lord, to give that there might be, because he sought the fullness of all divine righteousness for the blessing of his people. That what the scriptures say concerning him? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Does that mean men are forgiven in their ignorance? Does that mean men are forgiven because they don't have a teacher and they refuse to hear one? The word forgive in Hebrew has to do with the idea about men not being left without the voice of the Most High, but that they hear it. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. Faith beyond all the contentions and debates and doubts of man. It overcomes the world. My brother says that comes by hearing a word from above. It says, beyond all doubtful disputations. It says, Messiah gave his life to be Lord of both the dead and the living. Declare one standard. Read Romans 15:4 as it continues. Whatever is not of faith, whatever is not of seeking the will of one Most High, is sin, divisive. Or dare men say that exalting many diverse laws, so-called lords and rulerships, is true to the will of one? Such plurality, my brothers and sisters, can never be true to him who does not change and who will not be destabilized after misconceived of any man. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what it means in 15:4 Romans. Whatever is written of old is for our common learning, that we through patience and faith, perseverance in the scriptures, and believe me, of old they did not call per se the writings of the apostles scripture. The apostles did not exalt their words to that status. When they talk about the scriptures, they were talking about the words inspired the Most High of old. So whatever is written of old, he said, is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures, that which the Most High has granted for the reproof of mankind, even reproof against, for teaching of enlightenment, reproving all that is contrary against the word of God. He said that whatever, all that is written of old, is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in scriptures might have one hope, even the hope of peace. Even, my brothers and sisters, we all be like-minded. And he was speaking to a congregation of both Jew and Gentile. My brothers and sisters, how shall men be called the heirs and the inheritors of the promise the Most High gave to Abraham, that the world be brought to one peace after the diverse rule of the nations, all the partialities and fractionalizations of men? Simply is not possible. Abraham was told to walk after the Most High, and that would be the blessing, the reconciliation, peace. Dare men believe that they walk after the Most High, after all the diverse standards of the pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, and kings of this world? Wake up, my brothers and sisters, and discern far better, discern far wiser. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near to understand what then is the truth. Again, he told me that the greatest gift he can give is a law by which men might cooperate, by which men might love, by which men might trust. The rules of the earth, telling men that as good citizens, they must comply with whatever godliness is legislated. For the various factions of politicians. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as a holy politician. A man who opposes the contradictions of the people. As if he has no discretion from on high. How can he lead man beyond the vicious cycle? Of misguiding illusions that have been the constant damnations keeping man falling short since the dawn of human fall. It's time we understand what is the reality, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand that we open our eyes to see beyond the illusions. For this is the restoration, that the will of man become one again with his Creator. So I say, ask you to hear the cause for which we all must pray. As Yah strives for the cause of his holy name, that his people be made again righteous in the earth, so must the righteous strive with a whole heart for all that is that divine cause. The prayer, what is called the Lord's Prayer, my brothers and sisters, is in fact the Shema. Must exalt the Most High. Seek him with all our minds, hearts, soul. Our Father, one Lord, one law, who is the Most High, hallowed, holy, one is thy name. Thy kingdom, thy dominion, thy rule, thy law, thy justice, thy covenant, let it come on earth that overrules the diversities of man. The misrule of man, the law of Yah, might in the earth be revealed. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And that word for done means thy will be made complete in all things that it is on earth, even as it is. I did not say after the fallen stands of man, but as it is on high. Give us this day, my brother and sister, that wisdom that we need with each passing day. All that is necessary, my brother and sister, to sustain mind, body, and soul. And we continue to grow. Give us this day our daily bread. All my brothers and sisters, should we not seek the Most High to be delivered from every manner of temptation? To be delivered from every injustice? For who do we dare say is the kingdom? Does the kingdom belong? Under whose power, my brothers and sisters, we say we should give ourselves? Who is it that we should say is gloriously honored? Who is it that we should give honor to? Who should be our honor and our righteousness? Did it say, my brothers and sisters, that shifts and changing with the varying inconsistencies of man? Or is it, my brothers and sisters, forever? We must love the Most High and seek Him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. We be the best possible example to our brothers that we sustain, for the Most High has declared forever must be retained. Hear me. It says the secret things belong to the Most High. Deuteronomy 29:29. But that which the Most High has revealed, it is our obligation to preserve forever. And it says in the last days we will be gathered from the midst of all nations to remember these things. Even those truths, my brothers and sisters, the nations would choose that men forget, that men exalt every man of unrighteousness. What the scripture said, the gospel, that pure, perfect word from above, be hid. If righteousness, the true righteousness of the Most High, the true salvation, the way of the kingdom be hid, men can be lost and misled by every fallen misruler who will understand in his time. We must, if we are to be called stewards, handle the word of the Most High faithfully. Like I said, man was created to forever seek and abide in the perfect will of Yah, even as part of a divine community, that all should preserve and speak his name, all that is his word, with one voice. Who will understand it in his time? The time, my brothers and sisters, is now. For it is a premise that should have never been forgotten. I said, Most High will show light where there has been darkness. He'll bring forth security where there has been an absolution, where there has been infirmity. He has promised that he will make the crooked places straight. Every lie should be cast down before his people. Every obstacle, high obstacle against people discerning the righteousness of Yah and the knowledge of Yah should be brought low. He will remove every stumbling block. Indeed, my brother says, this is the promise that we should prepare. For where there has been a pit into which men, a snare into which men should fall, Yah shall raise up the ground level, make all things smooth, and a clear path into the goal. This is the promise of the Most High to those who await the elect one. It's the promise of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for those who await the one the Most High said he would restore. Through him he would restore righteousness. This is the promise of Yah, my brothers and sisters, and to his elect who see the day of that one coming to the fruition as a shepherd, that through him and by faith in his name shall they discern, my brothers and sisters, indeed, what is the victory? The discerning of all the truth the world would hide. That in discerning beyond every standard of men and a polluted world being vain, men should no longer give their allegiance to the exploiters. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that he reveals his righteousness, that no man be exploited by those who would pretend and leave men to fall short of the mark. Remember, my brothers and sisters, let us pray. We must always pray for the re-strengthening. Yes, for the re-strengthening of our people. We must always pray and mindful. Always seeking the greater righteousness of Yah. The greater wisdom that He restored to us if we sought for the mutual good of one another. Seeking beyond ourselves, petitioning Him for that which we have not known. That in agreeing, you know, after the pinnacle of wisdom, that He would restore us to. We might not miss the mark and be counted worthy to be called by His name. A prayer, therefore, my brothers and sisters, for our brother. As a tribal instinct, it's a prayer for all ourselves. Blessed are they who are made wise, put their trust then in Him. So I thank Yah for His covenant. I thank Yah for the purging under His perfect will that He has promised as a gift to His elect for the cause of the glory of His name. For it is those who seek His perfect will that will be perfected unto His purpose. So dare men who seek to corrupt the word be counted faithful. My brothers and sisters, the gift of Yah is granted to those, all the more so to those who will believe. What did Messiah say? I made no request for the worldly, but for those Thou hast given me who would receive Thy word. I made no request then for those who are double-minded, who don't seek perfect harmony with Him. Because those who don't seek that perfect harmony, how should they be true to the holy name that declares only the righteousness of Yah? And seeking to preserve misconceits, well, they call themselves by His name. What else are they, my brothers and sisters, but deceivers? I think about scriptures like Psalm 14. It says, there was none, the Most High looked and saw none who discerns how much they needed to seek Yah. Therefore, he says, He will what? He said, my people are devoured like bread by evildoers. And the Most High will have to scatter the bones of hypocrites. But He shall reveal again one who restores righteousness. What does it mean? Hypocrites, misrepresentatives. If men have not sought the Most High to the dimension they should, shall they be said, my brothers and sisters, they've been a righteous example of the expectation? Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to show again that righteousness the men will discern. But indeed, it's a righteous example. And that's why the scripture says, unto Him shall all the nations seek. Wait for His law, the declaration of His law. Even the one word will bring order and peace to all. Like I said, the double-minded man is blinded by the adverse intents of their own hearts. Let us learn to trust in righteousness that we be granted opportunity to learn from Yah. For the heart that is in all things open unto Him will He hear. Do this, my brothers and sisters, I say, for the cause of His people Israel, for the cause of the redemption of the world. For this, my brothers and sisters, the love that is from above. The elect one who seeks the perfect will of Yah, it is that one that unto the holy name should conquer every obstacle. And it is that soul, my brothers and sisters, the Most High shall confirm as one formed and shaped by Him. I didn't say after the misconceits of man. You say we are supposed to be His workmanship. How about not after this deceitful matrix in which we live? I didn't say after the variant misconceits of man. We ought to be His workmanship after that which Yah from the beginning is foreordained. I say even before man fell away into these multitude of divisions, that we might know Him as one piece, even the word that is from the beginning before the divisiveness of the nations. Like I said, who would call upon the Most High and be avowed as true to Him must seek His perfect will with a whole heart. This joining is one with Yah. And these, the one who seeks Him with a whole heart, these are the ones whose petitions He will hear. Most High told me long ago, beware, when one joins himself with, he becomes one with in spirit. That every man guard the power of discretion the Most High gives. That he might be found worthy to continue to grow into the perfection. It's always been divine purpose in the creation of man after his image, imagination, design, conceit, the majesty of his thoughts. Or dare we say that man was created to be a bunch of little imps walking around looking like the Most High but acting like devils. Now, my brothers and sisters, we are created to be a habitation of his spirit. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who are moved by the power of Yah, seek the removal of every infection, every injustice that has been contagious after the weakness of the flesh. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the victory. Ha! 13 seconds. Ooh, heaven help us. Just begun. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings there. I would ask you to stay tuned, my brothers and sisters. The Most High always has more. Unto his might, to his honor, and to his praise always, my brothers and sisters, thanking him for the wisdom that he grants and the magnificence of his mind. Thanking the Most High for every ear he brings there. To his might, honor, and praise always. May Yah show and supply, my brothers and sisters, them who is called. May he show them a magnificent conversion of the heart for the strengthening of their faith. May he show them a turn for good. Yah will hear them who call to him, seeking him in all things according to the righteousness of his name. This is his promise. These he will show the way of his salvation. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Eddie Meow, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, Shabbat Shalom. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah!